This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Hey, anybody out there remember WeWork, the co-working office space company? It was the new thing until it wasn't, and its rapid fall from grace culminated with the collapse of a proposed initial public offering of its stock. Well, the company is back in the hunt for access to the capital markets, not a traditional IPO, but something called a SPAC, Special Purpose Acquisition Company, SPAC. They are incredibly popular these days, SPACs are, and they have even gotten celebrity branding, come to think of it. Serena Williams is on the board of one. Paul Ryan, former speaker, is on another one. But what exactly are they? Marketplace's Sabri Benishore is on that one.
A SPAC is a corporation. It's gone public. It's done its IPO thing. It's got its own little stock ticker, but it does literally almost nothing.
Essentially just a cash shell.
Christy Marvin is CEO of SPACinsider.com. Like, yes, the SPAC has people who run it, but it doesn't make anything. It doesn't sell anything. Its sole purpose in life is to merge.
Go out and find a company that they want to, quote unquote, acquire.
Specifically, they want to find a real company that wants a quick and easy way to go public. The companies merge, and then the private company is now magically public without ever having to do an IPO.
A SPAC is an alternative means of going public.
Why do companies do this? Well, IPOs are risky. There's a lot of uncertainty, so sometimes it's easier to just merge with someone who's already done it. Plus, there's the bottom line. Milosz Vulanović teaches finance at EdEc Business School.
So in terms of the cost, SPAC's a cheaper option, and in terms of time, they're a shorter option.
Michael Olragi teaches law at NYU. He's written critically about SPACs and says there can be a downside for investors.
After they merge with companies, the share price historically has been experiencing really terrible performance.
Why is not clear, but he says investors in SPACs have done well in the past 5 or 6 months, and SPACs are becoming ever more popular. In all of 2019, 59 were created. In the first 3 months of this year, we're already at 296. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.